Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf lamid beis. We're starting at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. And the Mishnah is going to be familiar to all of us because we already quoted the Mishnah 2 days ago in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Nisuin Shtei Achoyes. Two brothers were married to two sisters. We don't have here three brothers, not four brothers, just two brothers, two sisters. Umeis Echem Yen. And unfortunately, one of them passed away. Let's call him Reuven. Mr. Reuven passed away, leaving over an almana, Mrs. Reuven. Now, what's the status at this point? Before we continue on, since Shimon is married to Mrs. Reuven's sister, will there be any zika, any possibility of yibum or chalitza vis-a-vis Mrs. Reuven? And the answer is
no, negative.
Why? Obviously, he's not allowed to go be married to two achoyos, achoyos ishtoy. Nothing to talk about. Guess what? Before he had a chance to make any decision, not that any decision was mandated or required, because she is, there's no zika whatsoever, but unfortunately, Mrs. Shimon now Nebuch passed away. So what are we left now? We're left with Mrs. Reuven, and we're left with Mr. Shimon. So Mr. Shimon says, it's darker true that until 5 minutes ago, until a year ago, until a month ago, whatever, I was not allowed to go and marry Mrs. Reuven because I can't be married to two sisters. However, since my own wife, Rachman Litzlan, passed away, and now I have Mrs. Reuven falling to me, now is a shasa kosher. It'll be good for her, it'll be good for me. Now she'll have a husband, I'll have a wife. I happen to know her from before. A lovely, wonderful young lady, a real tzadekis, a tznuah, metalim, ma'alis, shekosa b'toira. Let me go and, at this time, be miyamar. Says our Mishnah, good try, but harizu asura olav oilomis. Since at the time of the original Yibum, when Reuven passed away, and when she had that initial falling, Zika, whatever, to Shimon, we said, Poka Zika. So there is no Zika, because unfortunately, they're two sisters, fortunately, unfortunately, and therefore he couldn't be Miyavim. From that second on, she becomes Osetim forever and ever, just like an Ashes Ach Shiyesh Labanim, and therefore there's no way of being Misakin this. And he cannot go and be miyabim her, even though he no longer is married to the sister.
It's actually surprising, because we're...
The whole din of a chayis ishtoy is b'chayeha, right? But that's exactly, what Barry is saying, is that this is somewhat ironic, because when it comes to a chayis ishtoy, it says in the pasuk, v'isha el achayis eloisikach, litzra legalis ervasa aleha b'chayeha, which tells you that you're only not allowed to go and marry two sisters when both of them are alive. However, if one of them passes away, you're allowed to go and marry the second sister. So if it wouldn't be a Yibum situation, it's just that Shimon is married to one sister of two, and then subsequently his sister, that sister passes away, Shimon would be free to go and marry the second sister, because that's the din of Bechayeha. However, if it's in this Yibum situation, because of the fact that at the initial time when Reuven passed away, there was no way that Shimon could go and be Miyabim the Ashes for Reuven because of this Achois Ishto issue, that's why the Mishnah says, Harizu Asura Olav Olamis, why Hoyel? Vinesra Olav Shor Achas, because of that 1 hour, meaning that 1 second after Reuven passed away, Shimon was Osir, that is remains forever now. So, Kimar. Although this is novel in the sense that logically, theoretically, I could have disagreed, but Pshita, Lemaisa, it's a double Pashit. Why is it Pashit? Based on the earlier Mishnah that we had a couple of days ago. Hashtu umahosam delimit chayim mehai beis legamri amris loy. Hachadukam medchayim mehai beis legamri loy kolshkeg. What is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara is referring to the Mishnah that we had 2 days ago. If you want, we can go back to that Mishnah for a short moment. We had, I think, 3 or 4 Mishnayos. Now we have to decide which one we're referring to. So why don't we go down to the Mishnah number 3, which starts just halfway down the Amud. Halfway down the Amud. What does the Mishnah say? Shloisha Achano, a little bit more complicated. Lamed Amud Aleph, that's 38. Shloisha Achano. Shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achoyis. You have 3 brothers who are married to 2 sisters. Okay, so obviously 2 are married to 2. The achanosi nochris, and the 3rd one is married to just a general lady. So we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to Leah and Rachel, for instance. And Levi is married to Sprinzer. So Meis Echem Libali Achoyz. Now Reuven passed away, just like in our case. Same Reuven passed away, leaving over his wife. And that wife, of course, was a sister to Shimon. Right? Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Shimon, Leah and Rachel are sisters. Reuven passed away. Now we have Mrs. Reuven falling to Yibam. She doesn't fall to Yibam to Shimon, because Shimon is married to the sister. However, she does fall Zika Yibam to Levi. Why? Because Levi is only married to a Nochris. Right? That's, everybody okay with that? So far, so good? Fine. Guess what? Vekonas Nosi Nochris is Ishtar. So the Nosi Nochris says, this is my opportunity to make the mitzvah of Yibam, and he's miyadim her. Now, before he does the Yibam, let's think about this for a moment. What's the difference between this case and the case which we just learned in the Gemara? Well, for starters, they were talking about three brothers, and they're the only two brothers. Fine. But it's more than that. It's much more intensive. It's because of the fact that there were three brothers. In the case of the two back on Lamed Beis on today's daf, as soon as Reuven passed away, she, Mrs. Reuven, becomes Asura Ilamis, because there's no possibility in the world that she could ever marry anybody in terms of Yibam, because there's only one remaining brother, one surviving brother. And Shimon says to Mrs. Reuven, I'd love to marry you. And she says to him, I'd love to marry you, but there's nothing we can do about it because the Torah asked it because of a Chayis Ishtai. Oh, she became Asur 1 second, pow, Asur forever. In our case over here, we have three brothers, so even though Reuven passed away, and Shimon once again says to Mrs. Reuven, I'm so sorry, I would love to be able to marry you and become Yibam, but I can't. But Baruch Hashem, Levi can. So there remains a Zika which attaches to Mrs. Reuven. And in fact, Levi did a great job. Vikonas Nosi Nochris Asishta. In fact, he was kindness. He went and married her. And so Baruch Hashem, Umakayim the Yibam. Now Mrs. Reuven is satisfied, and Levi has two wives. Now the Gemara Mishnah continues on. Umeisa Ishta Shosheni. And now the Ishta Shosheni, meaning Mrs. Shimon, passes away. And now that Mrs. Shimon falls to Levi, no longer to Reuven. Reuven never passed away. But Mrs. Shimon, Umeisa Ishta, sorry, I keep on talking about Mrs. Shimon. Mrs. Shimon passed away. She's out of the picture now. But we do have Shimon. And now Levi passed away, leaving over two women, one that was the former Mrs. Reuven and one that was Mrs. Levi all along the Nochris. And now Shimon says, ah, now is my opportunity. I couldn't have married Mrs. Reuven previously. Baruch Hashem, my brother Levi took care of that. Now that Levi passed away. And now that my own wife, says Shimon, passed away, Mrs. Shimon's no longer. So now Shimon says, maybe now I can go and marry Mrs. Reuven. Says Amishnah, no. Harizu Asura Olav Olamis. It's already awesome from the first time. Havanessa Olav Shoachas when Reuven passed away. So even though this is a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, but that Isra that was there at that time remains forever and ever, and he'll never be able to go and take her back. So now the Mishnah bottom line halacha is the exact same thing.
It's a superset of our Mishnah today on Lamed
Beis. Why is it a superset?
Because it includes the third brother, it includes the Nachris, it includes, it's the same fact patterns buried into a larger scenario,
a little bit more complex.
Can Rev Shimon marry the original wife of Levi now?
That's a very good question. So we have now a problem of a tzara serva. We have a problem of a tzara. We should address them. We should didn't say anything. I have to think about that. No, I'm glad that you raised it. You have to think about it. But in the meantime, just referring to our case, the two cases, L'choira, are very, very similar. The one on Lamed is a little bit more of a complex fact pattern, but bottom line, it's the same. Mrs. Reuven passed away. Shimon was not able to take her initially. Later on, the opportunity arose, and he wasn't. Please don't tell me that. Sorry, now. Later on, he was able to go, and he thought he'd be able to go and be miyam, because now, new circumstances, his own wife passed away, and the Mishnah Daf Lamed lady also passed away. Says our Gemara, both cases, Neser Shor Achas, Neser Olav Olavis. Freight Gemara, back to us on Lamed Beis, but Aleph Pshit. Ha'ashtu ma'hosam, v'loi mitchayim, me'hai beiso legamri. back on Daf Lamed, she wasn't totally rejected, dejected, and ejected. Why not? Because there was a second option. The second option was that she was able to go be Misyabim through Levi. Ah, Amris Loi. Now we say that after Levi passes away, and after Mrs. Shimon passes away, still we're stuck, and Shimon cannot be Miyabim the Eishes Reuven. Here, when Reuven passed away, there were no other options. Any Zika that she thought she might have vis-a-vis Shimon, non-existent, or paka, gunish, zero. So Lekoshkin the Chavada, how are we going to be a Chosavineir? How are we going to reinstate it, resuscitate it? Dear and Daflamid, there was a swara that maybe we could resuscitate it, because after all, when Reuven passed away, it wasn't that Yibam didn't apply to her. Yibam did apply to her. And in fact, Levi was Miyabim her. So, Baruch Hashem, there was Yibam. It wasn't that nothing, zero, gunish, shemi. No, no, there was a Zika, there was a Yibam, and she married a lady. And then what happened was, Levi passed away, and I thought, no, this is a lady that was in the Yibam parasha, was in the Siyabim. Maybe now she can go to Shimon after all, because Shimon's wife passed away, and Nebuch Levi passed away. No, I'm very sorry. Sho'achas Nesra, done. Here, there was no even Havamina of a Zika, a Yibam, a Chalitza, because there were only two brothers. As soon as Reuven passed away, Mrs. Reuven, Mutaris Hashuk, get married. She could have married 100 men in the meantime, etc., etc. Anyway, so Frank Gemara, once I know this halacha based on Daf Lamed, what do I have to repeat it in our Mishnah? It's Pshita. Everything Gemara, you're absolutely right. Tana, ha, Tana Bereisha. Initially, the Tana, meaning Rabbeinu HaKadosh, learned this Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Beis first, and not only first, but exclusively. Only here did Rabbeinu HaKadosh feel that because Asura Olav Oilomis Hoyul Venesa Olav Shoachas V'hach, and the early Mishnah Daf Lamed Chazil HaTeira, initially Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, you know what, this Svara is so good that there was a Zika, and that she married Levi, and she wasn't just pushed out and rejected from the whole parish of Yibam, and now Nebuch when Levi passed away, and Mrs. Shimon passed away, maybe in fact Chosavineir, maybe we could reinvigorate and resuscitate this lady status vis-a-vis the Shimon, so that he could be going to Yabit. And that was such a good swara that originally Rabbeinu HaKadosh held that it's Taka Sharia, that it's Taka Mutter. And so therefore that's why he didn't have a Mishnah back in Daf Lamed that Harizu Asurai Lomis. The harder, but by the next machzor of the Daf Yomi, Chazli Sura, Rabbeinu Kodesh rethunk it, and he said to himself, you know what? I think it's Taka Osir. Even in that case, even though there was a Zika, even though she had a Yibam through Levi, nevertheless, Nesra Lov Shoachas. And now, because this is now a Dover Mechudish, something which is a novel idea, because previously he himself didn't subscribe to it, and therefore it was a tremendous chavivus. He came into Besmedish the next morning, Rabbeisai, I have a chiddush for you. Last time we learned this halacha, we said that it's mutter. After thinking it through fully and logically and going through all the sources, I think that it's takos. And because of that, invited the chavivule, because now there's a certain chavivus to him that he said something novel, a chiddush, atma. That's why he placed it there on Daf Lamed. So now you're going to tell me, well, once we have that case, I don't need our case. But Mishnah Lizozim Mkoyma. Nevertheless, since he had already incorporated that Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah here on Daf Lamed base, even though now it's a double portion compared to the Mechudish Dikah Mishnah Daf Lamed, we left. Turn around. Yes.
Just Ariel's question.
Yes.
Rabbi Artscroll addresses it.
Okay.
Just, the Mishnah is not whether the Tzara of this
of Levi, of former Mrs. Ravenia.
Right. The mission does not state the law concerning the co-wife. However, she is also discharged without chalitza or even since she is then, also since she is the co-wife of the forbidden brother's wife, who is an erva.
Okay.
Quotes the Rambam and Tosfos.
See? Ezra. Rambam addresses your issue. Right. Harry, we could use you every single day, you see? Ah, Kabbalah. And we continue on. Tana Rabban. Ba'aldeha. What happens if, going back to our Mishnah, we have over here the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is still alive and kicking, Baruch Hashem, and so is Shimon. Shimon, for whatever reason, unfortunately, goes and takes Reuven's wife, and he lives with her. He marries her. He really can marry her because she's an Ashes Ish. The question is, what Isser would he have if he goes and marries her? Are we talking about an Isser of Achos Ishtar, which obviously she is, or are we talking about it's an Ashes Ach? It happens to be his sister-in-law. It's a double sister-in-law. It's a double sister-in-law, one, because of the fact that it's his wife's sister, and number two, because it happens to be his brother's wife. What happens now? Now, Rashi doesn't say that the brother is still alive. It could be, theoretically, that Reuven has passed away. Rashi does say that his own wife is still around. So,
Balea means marries, or he has relations with her?
That's a very good question. And the answer is he attempted to marry her through Bia, he was unsuccessful. And so, therefore, instead of being holy matrimony, it was just a plain living with her.
Meaning adultery?
It's, well, if Reuven was still alive, it would be...
Oh, Reuven is not, all right, so...
Okay, that depends on the fact pattern.
And Reuven were
alive. If Reuven were alive, then we'd have a problem with Ashes Ish as well.
Right,
exactly. Okay, well, so we don't want to throw all the books at him, just a couple. Fine. So anyway, let's assume Reuven has passed away. But nevertheless, since it happens to be an Achos Ishtar, so there is no heter of Yibam, so then it remains like an Ashes Ach Sheyesh Labanim, and therefore the two are usher to each other. But now the question is, how many Isurim are involved? Is it only an Isur of Achos Ishtoi? Is it only an Isur of Ashes Ach? Or is it a combination of the two? What would be the Nafkimina? On the surface, if they live together b'shogeg, then the halacha would be, if you're over on two Isurim, then you'd have to go and bring two Karbonos Chatas. If you only Isur over on one Isur, you don't have to bring one Karbon.
How could this be shogeg?
He didn't know the law. He didn't learn the Mishnah. He thought Ashes Ach b'chayeha, Achos Ishta b'chayeha, and he didn't ask a rabbi. And he lived with the thing while my wife passed away.
Not only that, he was celebrating at home. He's saying, "I'm going to make a big mitzvah." So that is Nebuch, my brother passed away. I have my the almana, and I want to be mekayim the din of the Torah. I'm going to be making l'achiv shem b'Yisrael. I will have a kid, and that kid will be named after the brother. He had good intentions, exactly. And he didn't know, and therefore Bishogi can live together with him. And it could also very well be that Igmar is talking about theoretically, not necessarily that this actually ever happened. But were it to happen, we want to know what are the legal consequences.
So it's like somewhat similar if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana,
right,
or a Grusha. Or
what you're saying is great. However, in those cases, it's an only Issa Lav. Here it's an Issa Kares. And we only have to bring a Korban Chatos if you're over on Isra Chatos B'Shogeg. If you're over on Isra Lav B'Shogeg, you don't have to go and bring a Korban Chatos. If a person, for instance, ate a salami sandwich, he said it's delicious, only subsequently to find out that it was non-kosher salami, so it's not a happy day for him, he shouldn't go and, you know, thank Hashem, oh, Baruch Hashem, I ate this salami sandwich. But since it's not an Isra Kares, it's only an Isra Lav, he would not bring a Korban Chatos. Mm-hmm. In fact, if he wanted to bring a Korban Chatos, it would be
Chulin Bazar.
It would be Chulin Bazar. So what does he have to do? He'd have to go and clap Al Chayta quite a couple of times, shed a few tears, say a Kodesh Baruch, I'm sorry. However, no din of a Korban Chatos. Chatos is only if you're over an Isser Kores. By the way, if in that salami there was a little bit of Chaylev, then you'd have an Isser Kores. Because the din of Chaylev is a person eats Chaylev and Nichus. Well, this applies to non-kosher kosher. Not for today, Rabbi Sait, it's from Sechtes Chut. Get back to the Braisa, turn around. Bo'oleha. Shimon decided to go and be Miyabim, or to live, or to marry the former Ashes Reuven. She is also to him because of two things, says the Tanakhama. Chai v'olem mishim Ashes Ach. It's the wife of his brother. Now, it's true that the brother passed away, but the Isra Ashes Ach, if you have an Ashes Ach, sheyesh lo bonim, remains forever and ever. In our case of the Ashes Ach She'ein Labanim, if it would be a normal circumstance, we didn't have the two sisters, of course it would be a mitzvah of Yibam. However, because of the fact that there are two sisters, then she's a regular Ashes Ach, like an Ashes Ach She'esh Labanim, and therefore it's also for him to go and be Miyabim her, it's also for him to live with her, to marry her, etc. And if he does, and Issachar's. Omishim Achois Isha, and obviously it's the two sisters are alive, and therefore it's a chayis yishtoi b'chayeha, again an isa. Dim Reb Yosi, and therefore could Reb Yosi over on two isa. Reb Shimon Oina, ein achayiv ala mishum eishes ach ulav. It's only one isa, eishes ach, and not two isa. Alright, what about the achayis yishtoi? Vohatanya, Reb Shimon Oina had another braisa, which is just the opposite. The same Reb Shimon in one brayse says only one iser eishasach. Second Reb Shimon only one iser achois isha. Make up your mind. Now we're going to come back to Reb Yosi Shrubi. But basically, what the Gemara is going to deal with now for the next few lines into the Amud Beis is the classic Talmudic discussion about iser chal al iser. Once you have one iser, can another iser be chal on top of that? And that's what we're first going to address when we're talking about Reb Shimon. Says Zimar, loy kasha. Remember, one Reb Shimon says you're only chai mishum eishasach. The other Reb Shimon says you're only chai mishum achois ishtar. Jeff, we are about two thirds down the Amud where it says kan shenasa chai. Are you with me? You're with us.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Zot yomar loy kasha. Sinishva. What's pshat? The more means to say is we first have to examine the fact pattern and decide which was the first iser. Once we know which was the first iser, then we can go and say ein iser chalal iser. But we first have to know which one is the first. Says the Gemara, really depends on who married first. So says the Gemara, kan shenosachai v'yachach nosameis. If you have nosachai. Now, nosachai and nosameis means at the time of the marriage, both of them, of course, were alive. The nosameis is the one that eventually died subsequently. So, again, let's call them Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon, each one married Leah, one married Rachel. Good. Question is, who married first? Kanchi nosachai, the surviving brother. In our case, it was always the Shimon who continued to live, because Nebuch Reuben was the one that passed away early. Fine. So, if Shimon was the first one to marry, he married one of the two wives, vis-a-vis the other wife, what was the iser on him? Was it achois ishtoi or eishes ach or both?
Only
achois ishtoi, because he only married that wife.
Reuven married an achris, never would have been a problem.
Exactly. If Reuven stayed as a bachelor, wouldn't have been an issue. Exactly. The only issue is at this moment that the other sister is achois ishtoi. Right? Ariel, do you agree with us? There's no I'm going to repeat it. The two brothers, Shimon, Reuven and Shimon.
Right.
No lady over here, just Reuven and Shimon. Both of them ultimately married two sisters. However, they didn't marry simultaneously. One married first, one married second. So, if Nosachai, which means the surviving brother, Shimon, married first, he now looks upon his wife's sister and he says to himself, I cannot marry her. What is the reason why he cannot marry her? It's because she is Ashes. Ah! Or be sure because she's Achois Ishtar.
Right.
Only Achois Ishtar, because at the moment
Reuven didn't get married yet.
Reuven didn't marry her yet. But you were there, you saw it? Okay, no. That's exactly right. So it's only Achois Ishtar. If and when subsequently Nosa Meis, meaning Reuven, who later was to die, if he now marries the second sister, what Issa would then be added to the equation or to the picture? It would now become an Eishes Ach for the first time.
Right.
Until now it was only Achois Ishtar. Now becomes Eishes Ach.
Right.
Says Reb Shimon, Ein Iser Chal Iser, that only the Achois Isha will apply.
Right.
And therefore, if subsequently Reuven passes away, and Shimon now marries, lives with, takes for Yibam, whatever you want to call it, that second sister, she's only going to be Usher and him one Iser. Right. That was the original Iser. What was the original Iser? Achois Isha, but not Eishes Ach. That's one Bryce. Now, Khan, the other Bryce is talking about Shenosa Meis, the Achach Nosa Chai. So now it's the reverse. Reuven was the one that married first his wife. So now Shimon looks to that wife and says, I cannot possibly marry her. Why not? Because she is an Eishes Ach. It's not a Achois Ishtar because he hasn't married the second sister yet. But if and when Yet Hashem he does decide to marry that second sister, we have a new Issa coming on the scene. That would be Achois Isha. Will the Achois Isha be Chal on this woman?
No.
Says Reb Shimon, no, because she's already Osir from before, Alts Eishasach. We're now clear. So that's why the two Brises are not inconsistent. They're talking about two fact patterns. Here it talks about the Achois Isha came first, and therefore Eishasach was not Chal. The other one talks about the Eishasach came first, and the Achois Isha was not Chal. Fine. Yes.
Does that apply in all cases where one Isser doesn't sit on top of another Isser?
No, there are a lot of exceptions to the rule. We're going to talk about that in the end of the days, something known as an Isser Moisif and an Isser Koil. We're going to talk about that. In general, basic terms, ein Isser Chal Isser. But for instance, if a person has a tremendous taiva to go and eat a sandwich with chazer in it, right? Chazer. You're not eating chazer, right? Now he decides to go and eat it on Yom Kippur. Are you going to go and say, well, I need so it's not an easy yes or no answer. It depends. Again, let's wait for the Omid base.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. So, to my verb, Shimon, Heichan the Nosa Meis, the Acha Nosa Chai, says the Gemara a very, very simple question. According to Reb Shimon, Heichan the Nosa Meis, the Acha Nosa Chai. So, what happens? Since it was Nosa Meis, so therefore it's Heishas Ach first, right? The Acha Nosa Chai. And then subsequently we want the Achos Ishtoi, but it's not going to happen according to Reb Shimon because Ein Isser Chalul Isser, so he's only going to be over, he only has the Isser to him of the Eishes Achim. Kiven the Isser Achos Isha Loichayu, since the Achos Isha Isser was never Chal on the Eishes Ach, the Gemara asks a brilliant question. If and when Chas V'Sholem Reuven passes away, why can't Shimon now be Miyabim the Eishes Reuven? Because after all, you're going to tell me that's Achos Ishtoi. Achos Isha Issa was never Chal. He only had that one Issa of Eishes Ach, and that Eishes Ach now went puff. The Achos Ishtoi was never Chal. So let him go be Miyavimer to Siyavim Yibume. And of course, we know that that's not the halacha. But why not? According to Rabbi Yosi, that says you have both Isurim. I can understand. Okay, Eishes Ach went away, but I have now Achos Ishtoi. But over here, the Achos Isha was never Chal in the first place. Ein Isser Chal Isser. So the only Isser to him was the Eishes Ach Isser. Now that the Eishes Ach went away because never the Ach passed away, nu Ach Ludiba, he should be able to go and marry her. That's the most kasha to Siam. Siam Yibumin. Amar Vashi! Isser Achos Isha Mitle Toli Vekoi. It's not pshat that we say Ein Isser Chal Isser, that second Isser goes poof. It's as if it never existed. It stays hovering there in mid-air, waiting for the possible moment to attach to the original individual. And so therefore, Isser Achos Isha Mitle Toli Vekoi. Mitle Toli Vekoi means it's hovering over there, suspended in mid-air. And therefore, you're right. Initially, we only have the Eishes Achis, because Nosa Meis V'Yakach Nosa Chai. You're right. However, Epoch is the Eishes Ach. If at any time in the future, the Eishes Achis is going to go away, why? Because Nebuch, the Ach, passes away, and it's no longer Eishes Ach. Then, Shnel, just like an atom bomb, Osi Isser Achos Isha V'Chayil. The Isser Achos Isha will be Chal instantaneously. And so therefore, this woman will never be Muteris to this man, because initially Eishes Ach goes away, then becomes Achos Isha. Fine, so therefore we've discussed now Reb Shimon at some length, and now we go to Reb Yossi. Remember, Reb Yossi says there are two Isurim, both Eishes Ach and Achos Isha. Reb Yossi, Isser, Chalul Isser. Are you telling me that Reb Yossi does hold Isser, Chalul Isser? Remember, because the two marriages were not simultaneous. And even if they were simultaneous, unless you hold like Reb Yossi Aglili, he has Shulet Tzamse. So one came earlier, one came later. So how can you have both? And you say, how this? So you're going to tell him, well, maybe Reb Yossi disagrees with that. But Tanya, I'll show you, does not disagree. He taka holds. Ein Isser Chalul Isser. How do I know? But Tanya, have a braisa. Over Aveira, Shiesh Bosh Tei Misois. If a person, Chas V'Sholem, went to his Uyver and Aveira, which had two heads to it, as we'll see in a moment, and that as a result, he's Machuyev two Misois, obviously, you can only give a person one misa. Nim machamura, that person should get the more chomer dikke isa. Now, what type of situation are we talking about? We'll see. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nidoin mezika harishoyin haba olav. No. You'll never have a case of a vein shiyesh poshtei misois, but rather you're going to go give the misa of the first one that was chal. So, even before we continue, so Rabbi Yossi says is, once you have the first zika, the first erva, the first iser, stop. Don't even talk about the second one. L'chayra, why? Because ain iser chal al iser. So therefore there seems to be a steer, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. But before we get to the possible teretz, first we want to develop, what did Rabbi Yossi say in full? What is this case of the shtei misis that we're talking about? So we have a Tanya. Keitzadam Rabbi Yossi, nidim mezikah rishoni. Give me the example of bo'al of. Tell me what we're talking about. It says, Yimara chamoyse v'nasis eches ish, nidim b'chamoyse. Now, before we continue on, we have to know that if a person, Chas V'Sholem, lives with his mother-in-law, besides the fact that he has to go to a psychiatrist, now the question is, what's the halacha in terms of Misa? He did it by Meza, there were Edom, the best paskin that he gets Misa. Whether the Misa by Chamoisa, the Isser is, or the Misa is Sreifa. Sreifa is Chas V'Sholem being burned. Not being burned at the stake, you put something down his mouth. Not for now, that's more than Sanhedrin. Anyway, it's the din of Sreifa. What happens if Chas V'Sholem, a person who is a man who lives with an Ashes Ish. An Ashes Ish means a married lady, adultery. And we're assuming now it wasn't a Kohen situation, and it was not an Arusa situation. It was a full-fledged Nisua. Then the den is Chenek. Chenek means choking. Of the four Misois, Sreifa is much worse. Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, V'Chenek. This is number two, and that's number four. Reb Shimon disagrees. He holds Sreifa goes first. Fine. It's only a difference of one and two. But two and four remain the same, and therefore we're saying that Sreifa is worse than the Chenek. So according to the Tanna Kamma, what happens if a person lives with his Chamoise, his mother-in-law, and she's also an Ashes Ish at the same time? Now I know that you're all thinking to yourself, by definition, doesn't she have to be an Ashes Ish? How did she produce the daughter that now married her son-in-law that made her into the mother-in-law? So obviously,
the marriage ended in the meantime.
She's either a widow or a divorcee. But nevertheless, vis-a-vis the son-in-law, she's still the mother-in-law, right?
Yes.
And since she doesn't have a husband, she probably picks on the son-in-law from time to time, but that's not neither here nor there. Anyway, so bottom line is you can...
The mother-in-law and the son-in-law, there's a shash there.
Exactly. That's what I mean by picking on. I don't mean in the... Exactly. They don't have to say anything. Exactly. So anyway, the point over here is, if this chamoisi is also an Ashes Ish, and then this son-in-law lives with the mother-in-law that's also an Ashes Ish, there are now two possibilities of, and there's Edom and Asra and all the rest. The Bezdin could theoretically give him one out of two of them. They can't go and kill him twice, but they can give him one of the two Mises. They can give him either the Misa of Chenek because he lives with an Ashes Ish, or they can go and give the Misa of Sreifa because he lives with his mother-in-law, with the Chamoise. What do we do? That was the machloikis we have in this Brisa, where the Brisa begins over Aveda Sheish Boshtei Misais Nin Machabura. Since the Bezin has Ini, Mini, Mini, Mo, go and take the Mochomer. As Barry often likes to say, Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana, within the more Chomer Dika Misa, you have the lesser Misa, so why should I give the lesser one? She's Mechoyev, he's Mechoyev, the bigger one, do the bigger one.
Actually, Mamish, because when they do the Sreifa, they actually choke him a little bit to open his throat to pour down the
Mochomer.
Okay, anyway, we don't have to go into the graphic details, it is what it is.
It's terrible.
So, of course. Anyway, that's then the Chomer, that's the Tanakh. Rabbi Yossi says, look which one happened first. Did she become his chamoise first? Or was she an Ashes Ish first, vis-a-vis this young man? So tomorrow of a time. Ketzanon Rabbi Yossi, nidem b'zikor rishayim, habo olav. Hachamoise v'nasis Ashes Ish. If initially when he married his wife, his mother-in-law at that time was single, because divorcee, widow, makes no difference. At that time, she was not an Ashes Ish. So therefore, when he looks at that lady, Mrs. Smith, he says to himself, I'm not allowed to go and live with her, not allowed to marry her, she is my chamoisi, she is my mother-in-law. But as Ashes Ish, Baruch Hashem, after that, she got married. Oh, Baruch Hashem, she doesn't come to visit every single day, she doesn't nod to me on the telephone every day, he's very, very happy. She got married, they moved to California, it's wonderful. Okay, what happens if, Chas V'Shalom, he would go and now live with her? Oh, so says Rabbi Yossi, Nidin Chamoise, because Chamoise came first. Zika Rishon, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Then, of course, he would go and get Sreifa, because of Chamoise. But what happens, Ashes Ish v'nasas Chamoise? Initially, the Isser to him was that she got married. Since she got married, he was not related to her in any way. She was like another married woman in the community. If she has to show him, if he were to go marry her, live with her, it'd be over Ashes Ish. And then Nas Chamoise. Subsequently, that married lady had a wonderful daughter, and he married that daughter. And now, by marrying that daughter, now there's a new Isser on the scene, were he to live with his mother-in-law. Number one, she'd been married for the last 50 years, so Ashes Ish came first. And now, since he married her daughter, she now becomes his Chamoisei. Upgraded, yeah, exactly. She becomes now his mother-in-law. So now what happens if Chas V'Shalom, he goes and lives with her? The Ashes Ish, then he would get the lesser of the two punishments, that of Chenek, because the Ein Yisrachal Lisser, the Chamoisei never hit. Okay, so now I have a problem. The first Rabbi Yossi by Uns, when we had the case of the Ashes Ach and the Chos Ishtoi, so Rabbi Yossi, both. You get both Ashes Ach and you get a Chos Ishtoi. Here when we're talking about the case of the Chamoisei with Ashes Ish, no, only one, the first one. Ein Yisrachal Lisser. Is the Chastir Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Yossi? Amri Bavo on the Amid Bezer by side. Moider Yoisi be Isser Moisiv. Yoisi agrees when you have an Isser Moisiv that you're adding a new layer of Isser. What does Gemara mean with that? Gemara means to say is, in our case of the Nosa Chai and the Nosa Meis, we have to go and see which comes first, and then we have to go and see what exactly Isser Moisiv means. So Rashi, as you can see, is a fairly long Rashi going into the Isser Moisiv. It's not a difficult concept, it's just you have to remember all the facts and figures and see how they work out and how they play out. But the Isser Moisiv is that the second Isser that's coming on the scene, if it's exactly the same in its breadth and its length and its depth as the first Isser, then ain Isser Chalis. However, if the second Isser in some way adds to the Isser, and we'll see exactly how it has to add, then migui that it's Chal vis-a-vis someone that it adds, then it's Chal on him as well. What does that mean? Says Yimara, Teinach Heicha Denosa Chai. Let's go back to our original case by Unz in our sugya. What was the situation? Nosachai, if the living brother, the surviving brother Shimon, married her first, so what happens now? So then vis-a-vis the other lady, it's not an Eishes Ach, it's only an Achois Ishtoi, because he's the first on the scene to get married. So Shimon married his wife, vis-a-vis the second sister, is an Isra of Achois Ishtoi. The Eishesach hasn't hit yet. V'yakach nosemeis. Now Reuven goes and marries her. Now, as far as Reuven marrying her, so now that's the Eishesach. Remember, according to Reb Shimon says, I'm very sorry, since she's already a Chois Ishtoi, the Eishesach Isser can no longer be added to the equation. It stops after one, and it's a Chalisser. Reb Yoisi should hold that. But Reb Yoisi says, but I hold of another, if you will, an exception to the rule. And that's the Isser Moisiv. What's the Isser Moisiv? When Reuven now goes and marries the Mrs. Reuven, the sister of Mrs. Shimon, Reuven and Shimon, Baruch Hashem, have a whole bunch of other brothers that we haven't spoken now. They're Reuven and Shimon, Shiftei Kar, they're 12 brothers altogether. So now, initially, when Shimon married his wife, again, he only had one Isser vis-a-vis the other sister, the Achis Isha. Now when Reuven goes and marries the second sister, so now we're saying to ourselves, well, as far as Shimon is concerned, there's already one Isser over there. Okay, forget about Shimon. Put Shimon aside for a moment. What about Levi, Yehudin, Yisachar, and Zvulun, and Don, and Naphtali, and God, V'Yasher, and Yosef, and Yamin? What Isser develops vis-a-vis them? Ethanesheshach.
Oh, these are all brothers.
These are all brothers of Reuven and of Shimon. They didn't marry any other sisters. In fact, there are only two sisters over here, no other sisters. And therefore, they do not have an Achois Isha issue. They only have the Eishes Ach issue, says Reb Yoisi. Nigui that this second woman that now marries Reuven gets on her head the Isser Eishes Ach vis-a-vis Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, etc., etc. Nigui that it's Chal on her and Isser Eishes Ach because of the other brothers. It's Chal and Isser Eishes Ach vis-a-vis Shimon as well. And that's what we call an Isser Moisiv, that we're being Moisiv. How we're being Moisiv? That until now, Shimon looks onto Mrs. Reuven only as being Achois Ishtoi, but because she has become now, as a result of marrying Reuven, Eishes Ach vis-a-vis the other 10 brothers, it becomes Eishes Ach vis-a-vis him as well. And that's why, says Reb Yoisi, in this case, you got both. That makes a lot of sense. Since we have now added to her portfolio the Isser of Eishes Ach vis-a-vis the other 10 brothers, so vis-a-vis him as well, we have now two Isurim. Not only the original Achois Ishtoi, but also Eishes Ach. But let's go and look the other way around. Because after all, the case on the Amud Aleph, Reb Yoisi didn't distinguish. He said in both cases, it's Asur, and it's Asur too. Ella, let's go back. So what happens now? Nosa Meis means that Reuven married first. So vis-a-vis all the other 11 brothers, this woman that Reuven is married to is already Eishes Ach, period. Nothing more, nothing less, that's it. So now what happens? If Shimon were to go and marry the sister of the Mrs. Reuven, and she becomes now the Mrs. Shimon. So we're going to go and say, no, let's go and add now another Isra b'chois isha. How does this achois isha affect anybody else?
Right, just Shimon. It's just Shimon.
It's just Shimon.
Only Shimon's married to Mrs. Reuven.
And therefore, I do not have the Isra moisa quality. And frankly, and then why did we say therefore in the Amud Aleph that Rav Yosi holds in both cases you have both Isurim? Maybe you're going to go and tell me migoy the itzer bekulu achvasa. Maybe you're going to go and tell me that now Shimon, who has married now the second sister, although vis-a-vis the other brothers of Reuven and Shimon, there has not been a new iser, and therefore we don't have the iser moisif, but we do have another iser koilo. What's the iser koilo? By the fact that Shimon now married this second sister. Guess what, Rabbi Isai? There are another 10 sisters as well. Previous case, we didn't need to come on to this. But now there are the 10 sisters. Now that he has married the Mrs. Shimon, one of the sisters, not only is he prohibited from marrying Mrs. Reuven, who happens to be married already, but he cannot marry any of the others. Oh, so I do have another Isser. That's not called Isser Moisef. That's called Isser Koil. Hi, Isser Koilhu. Why is that not called Isser Moisef? Because vis-a-vis the existing brothers that have on them already the Isser Eishes Ach, nothing is being added to their portfolio. They remain the same Eishes Ach. Remember, the first case was, he had originally Achois Ish, right? By Reuven now marrying Mrs. Reuven, now the Isser Eishes Ach has appeared on the scene for the first time and applies to all the other 10 brothers, including Yosef and Binyamin. Migui the chal on the other brothers, that iser, it's chal on him too. As Aswarif and Migui, iser Moisef. That was the Lashon Gemara. You see the second line of the Gemara, Migui the Toysef, iser legabi achin. Now those other achin that didn't have an iser until now, vis-a-vis Eishes Reuven, for the first time, Eishes, ah, no, it's chal for them. Today we're going to add another set of Isurim Tinto, another unit of Isur. Until now it was only Achos Ishtoi, now it'll be Eishes Ach. In our case, however, what happens? We have the Eishes Ach first, because Reuven married first. So vis-a-vis Shimon and Levi, Yehudi and Yisachar, all of them had the same Isur Eishes Ach. Now when Shimon goes and marries now the second sister, it only asers him and her, it doesn't answer any of the other brothers. So there's no migud itoisef on them, itoisef on him. Doesn't apply. As far as they're concerned, the Eishes Reuven remains the usher to them, out Eishes Ach, the same way that she was until now. There's no achois ishtai. Vis-a-vis him, vis-a-vis Shimon, he has additional isurim in terms of the other sisters of Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. There could be many other sisters out there waiting to get married. He's not going to marry any of those. Until now, he could have married any of them, except for Eishes Reuven, because she was married. But otherwise, since Eishes Reuven has 3, 5, 7 other sisters, he could have said, I'm going to marry the first, the second, the third, the fourth, fifth. Now that he selected one of the sisters, he can no longer marry any of the others. But none of those become usher to his brothers. And so therefore there's no svar to say, Migadi Toysef Alehem Eishesach, they become usher to him. And therefore, that's what we call an Isser Kolel, that the Isser now is a wider Isser. It's not a deeper, more intense Isser, it's wider. Then instead of just being usher to Eishes Reuven, and now of course his own wife who he's mutter to, but he becomes also to all the other sisters. Anyway, so bottom line is, we started off with the Eishes Ach, but we do not have the benefit of an Isser Moisef, only an Isser Kol. So now, the choyder, what the Gemara could have answered is, remember, what was the kasha? The kasha is that Rabbi Yossi said in the Amud Aleph that Isser is Chalul Isser. In our case, with the Eishes Ach, Achois Ishtoi, regardless of what Nasa Meis, Nasa Chai, it makes a difference, you have two Isser. Frankly, more Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no Isser Chal Isser in the case of the Chamoisai and the Eishes Ish. Oh, over here you have an Isser Moisev, Isser Moisev! That's the exception to the rule, and one is Chal Nias. So frankly, more, but that's only in the case of Nasa Chai, Viach, Nasa Meis. Then I talk, you have the Svara of Isser Moisev. Migui, Migui. But I don't have that in the case of Nasa Meis, Viach, Nasa Chai. My Isser Moisef Iker. There is no Isser Moisef. Elamai, because of the Isser that he's also to the other sisters. That's not Isser Moisef. Why Isser Koilhu? So maybe Rabbi Yossi holds a Isser Koilhu. why doesn't he want to answer that? Rabbi Yosef holds Tzai is a Moisev and Tzai is a Karu. Anyway, it's not my question. That's the top choices over here. V'dilm Rabbi Yosef is like Nami is a Karu, and then we're finished with the whole discussion. The choices goes off on a tangent. Ayin Shem for homework. But for today's purposes, we're saying that Rabbi Yosef only holds Issa Moisev, doesn't hold Issa Karu. So why does it say back on the Amud Aleph that we have two Isurim of both Achos Ishtoi and Eishes Ach? Ein Yisrachal Yisr. El Amar Rav, Mal Ani Alav, Ki Ilu Os Ishtayim Ve'in Echayim Ela Achas. V'chein Ki Os Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan, Mal Ani Olav Ki Ilu Os Beis Ve'in Echayim Ela Achas. What the Gemara is telling us is that in terms of the Oynish, bottom line, there's only going to be one. Ein Yisrachal Yisr. Now, of course, you cannot give two misois, and you can't give two choruses. But once again, Rashi says, in a case where you have two, it's a way he did it b'shoyeg, like we discussed earlier on, even Rabbi Yosi would agree, you only bring one carbon chattas, not two carbonis chattas. So he asks, but didn't he say in the Omer Aleph that we have two? Now notice, he didn't say you bring two.
He just says two, there's two.
What was the lashon we had? Bo'oleh, chayiv oleh mishim eishas ach, ba'u mishim achois isha. So we assume that chayiv means the mezid with two mises, two creases, b'shoyvi, two chatois. Says Imar, no, that's not what we mean. Chayiv oleh means that he's been over two isurim. But the Maisa, there's only one oinish, only one consequence. Because that did of Ein Issachal, this doesn't mean that there's no Issa there. Avad, there's two Issurim. He was over twice. He was over in Achlis Ishmael.
One's a Fiji, basically.
We'll see in a moment. But in terms of the oinish, in terms of the Shoyi bringing Karmachat, there's only one. So now the question is, Samhain Hafkimina. I mean, after all, that's what Rib Shimon also holds. Rib Shimon also holds if he did a Bishoyi, there's only one. Whether it's Achlis Ishmael, Achlis Ishmael, whether it's Eishasach. One time, showing you your ladies. What did he mean to say that there are two? Oh, the two is in terms of this person's legacy for all future generations. As Igmar is going to quote in a moment, that in the Batei Chaim, in the cemeteries in the times of Chazal, they had different plots.
Different gradations.
Location.
And if a person was a great Tzadikim, a great Tzadik, he was presumably in among the Kibrei Tzadikim. But unfortunately, not everybody's a Tzadik. And there are some people that Nebuch are in the category of Rishon. We don't know any of them over here, but unfortunately these at least potentially exist. And so therefore they had two plots in the cemetery. One was for Rishoyim, and one was for Rishoyim Gimurim. One is just, a Russia with a small R or a small resh, and a Russia
and then the Sruffim and the Skullim, they had their own special sections, right?
That's exactly right. So therefore, Zokting Mariet, Nachamul, Elam Rav, Mangino Amala and the Olav, he gets credit or demerit, whichever way you look at it. Ki'ilu Asishtai of Enechai Balachas, only one Oynish, meaning only one Chattas he did a Bishoy. Okay, that's all b'shoygi. But my nafkimina, in terms of Reb Shimon, also the Amud Aleph said only one oynish. Right. The nafkimina, the kavrei ben rishoyim gimurim, to go and bury him among the real bad guys because he wasn't over only one iser. Again, we're talking about memezid. We're not talking b'shoygi. B'shoygi is a different story. But if he did a memezid, he doesn't go into the plot of the smaller, second-class Rishoyim. He goes among the top mafioso, among the Rishoyim Gemurim Shebedar. So, the Gemara... somebody has their...
Today we understand the huge
race.
Okay?
The huge race.
We have Russia.
Wow. Right. That was a very, very good comment of yours. I thought you were going to say something different. I thought you were going to say that if this person is buried among the Rishon Gemurim, that this would be a very huge or very grave situation, being buried among the graves of the Rishon Gemurim.
Does Rabbi Yossi, in the case of Son Aleph, prisoner of Bishogeg, is he chayav one chatas or two chatas?
According to Rabbi Yossi, only one chatas.
It's still only one
chatas. Ein echayv means only achas. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Just want to clarify that.
You're clarifying 1,000%. Only chayav one chatas means he only gets to bring one carbon chatas.
When you went to Poland, did you see when the quarrels was? It, was did you see anything like that?
I saw the I'll tell you afterward in the cemetery in Warsaw. Yeah, I did see. I saw, but it's not, it wasn't described that way. But yeah, the maskilim there are a lot of maskilim buried there in the Opatawa Cemetery. Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to
remember,
okay. So the Gemara is going to give now three similar examples of what we're talking about. Uve plukta, this machlokes that we're having between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is similar to a plukta the itmar zor shishimish b'shabbos. What happens, as we know, the hasheris in the base of Migdash was virtually exclusively done by the Kohen. We're not talking about shechita, but for instance, the zrika sadam and the halacha sadam and the kabbalah sadam, all of that was done by Kohen.
It's not an avoda.
We're not dealing with that now. But what's the din by Azor? Stop. Throughout the week, Azor is not allowed to do these avodas. When it comes Shabbos, also Azor is not allowed to do it, and even a Kohen is only allowed to do it if we're talking about a Korban Tzibur. Now, the only one that has the heter to go and bring a Korban Tzibur on Shabbos is, of course, only the Kohen. Not Azor. So now, if Azor were to do an Isser Avoida, which he's not allowed to do, the obvious one would have been to go and say that he shechted on Shabbos, but right. Azor is kosher b'shechita. So we're talking about a situation where he did one of the Avoidois, which he's not allowed to do, which does involve an Isser. Which one is that? The Gemara is going to deal with that not today, but tomorrow or the next day, to identify what that Zor's Avoida was. And that was an avoida that he is not allowed to do and involves an Isser of Shabbos. He's also not allowed to do it because he's a Zor. So the question is, do we give him two times Pech or one time? So Reb Chiya Oimer Chayiv Shtayim, Bar Kapora Oimer Ine Chayiv Ela Achas. Reb Chiya says he gets two. What's the two? Zor and Shabbos. According to Bar Kapora, only one. So Tumar Kovetz Reb Chiya. Now we're going to have this three times in the Gemara, so get used to it. The Bchia Kofatz, he gave a spring, he jumped off the Nishman, he made an Ashvua, he made a vow, or a void in the name of the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Kach Shemati Mirabi, Shtayim. Kofatz Bar Kaparov the Nishba, who avoid the Kach Shemati Mirabi, Achas. Hischa Reb Chiya Lodun, he said, let's think about it. Shabbos, B'chol Nesra, Kishahutra, B'mikdash Eitzel Kehanim Hutra. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Tamid or the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu was only matter for Kohanim, not for the Zorim. Kohanim Hutra. And therefore the Kohanim Hutra v'loy the Zorim. So now this fellow who did an Isser on Shabbos by bringing the Korban, he's even two. Yesh kamishim Zoris. Number one, even on Friday, he had no business doing that void. Yesh kamishim Shabbos, it's your Mechal Shabbos. He gets two. He said, no, I view it differently. Shabbos l'chol nesra. Shabbos given for Klal Yisrael. Kishahutra b'migdash hutra. When it was a heter, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't identify the Kehanim as being mutarim to be Mechal Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu identified the location. Location, location, location. Then the Beis HaMikdash, all of these Isurim are mutar and Shabbos. The Isurim involving Avoyah. Oh, so that what's the problem now with this Zor? In Kanel Zoris, and therefore he only gets one Isser, one Einish.
So one is a Misa B'dei Shemayim thing, and one is a Karis thing, right?
Okay, but we're going to talk about now, Mor is assuming that both of them are Karis. Put your finger over here by the Baal Mum. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Why don't we start from El Omarava, which is the last of the narrow lines. El Omarava, lo oilom less little Yoisi Isser Chal Isser. He doesn't hold his Chal Isser. And that's why Chamois and Eishes Ish, only one. I would come with El Chai, but let me show him Eishes Ach, let me show him Achois Isher. La Bisho Yigla Chai Bishtei Chatois. It doesn't mean to go and bring two Chatois of his Bisho. That's not the Kavana. El Abameizit, Li Osis Rasha Gomur Lekavrei Bein Risham Gimura. Sha Rasha Nikvar Eitz Rishon. Rishonim have their own special plot. The numbers in heaven, Shtei Kvaros Hoyu Misukan LeBethin. They in fact had two separate ones. Echel and Aragon LeChakim. VeEchel and Skalim and Esravim. Instead of having four separate plots, I guess there weren't enough Rishonim Baruch Hashem, so they only had two. The two biggies, which is Skil and Sreifa, and the two lesser ones, Nerog and Nechko. Mahachanami, Avgav the Haylam Michayavi Besdin, who Hoyu Ovid Tarti, even though we're not going to be mechayiv in two separate mises, but since he was only with two separate isurim of a chayis isha and of Isser Ach, Aishas Ach, neither of which have a din of Mises Bezin, they're both just Isser Karis. Just. They're both Isser Karis. Kavrin Alei, Gamin Eskol, Min Israfim. We're going to go and upgrade him, or downgrade him, depending on how you look at the situation.
He gets a Fifth Avenue Kever.
Oh, so Eskol, Min Israfim. So that's in that case. Now let's get back to our case, in the case of the Zohar and Chavis. Chai Beis, Beis Isuri Kachoshim, Do Mishum Zoris, Ein Kan Chatos, as doinai misa videi shamayim, it's not karis misa videi shamayim. Ben chayv chatos, and the shigas karis. You only have chatos and shigas karis. So bottom line is that's we're not talking about the chatois. We're not talking about shogis. We're talking about the mazes over here. And what we're saying is that although we said in the Amid Beis, Rabbi Yosef said yichay mishum shtayim, not to go and bring to kumanas chatos, but rather to go and bring.
Bring him
to the better real estate, the Fifth Avenue real estate in the Skol Minisraf. Now, I saw that you were all perturbed before. You're trying to think about what could possibly be the Isra Shabbos other than the Shabbos.
Yes. I mean, throwing the Havara on the fire, that might depends. And you love, it's a Havara.
If you want, you can turn to Lamed Gimel Amid Beis.
Yes.
Where the Gemara is going to discuss that very issue. You see where it says Masnisen. You see earlier on the Amid, there's an Aleph with a half of a bracket
there.
Yes. Go up one line. Zohar Shishimish Rem Pishabes B'Mai. What did he do illegally on Shabbos?
That's a Hamelach Shabbos, right?
Ebeshchita Shchita Bizar Ksheir. So although there's a Isser for him to go and shecht on Shabbos, but there's no Isser al Zar. Zar is allowed to go and shecht. V'ibe Kabbalah v'haylocha tilta ba'almahul. He's just being metal. There's no Isser d'araisa. He's just moving the blood. Ibe haktara v'om Rabbi Yosi havor l'lav yatsis and not l'kares or not l'misa. And that being the case, freit of the Gemara, the other Madiyam holds l'chalik yatsis. But the point is, it's only Isser la. So what would be the potential of having two kareses over here?
We could.
Revacha. Yes, and Shani, you want to say something? Omer Vacha Bar Yankiv, Meshchitzes Parish El Koyin Gadol. Okay, the Vioy Meshchitzes Parish El Koyin Gadol, Bezor Psula. Talking about the power of the Koyin Gadol. Par and Gadol specifically says Rashi, Biyoy Maki Purim, Avad it's an Isser Ab Malacha. This has to be done dafke by the Koyin Gadol, and not by, even by a Koyin Hedjit. It's only done by the Koyin Gadol himself. So therefore, if a Zohar did it, so, number one, he's violating that. You cannot go and shecht this garbage. Zohar can shecht all other commodities. But not the partial Kohen Gadol, because that's his job on Yom Kippur. So that would be one Isser of Zohar, and Isser two, that it's on Yom Kippur. Especially if it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos together. You don't have to talk about Dafka, a case of a Zohar, even a Kohen Hedjit. Shazor and for the Gemara. You're right. Shazor Ezli, come on. We mean anybody other than the Kohen Gadol. So the Zohar includes all the Kohen Hedjit. All he's telling us is that he's over on Isurim. For instance, let's Taka say that he went and he was Maktir the Evorim of any of the oilets that you bring on Shabbos. Who's supposed to be Maktir that those Evorim? On the Kahana. And you had a Zohar that's doing it. So Rabbi Yosi says, it's only an Isser Lav, it's not Isser Karis, not Isser Misa. So if you want, I agree with you. But the fact of the matter is he was over on two lavim. One because of Zohar, and the other one because of Shabbos. Okay, it's not the Shabbos of Havara of Misa, lav. So anyway,
thank you for ending that suspense.
I know. That's what you're going to be suspended until tomorrow, until you listen to the shir, or you're going to read it. Good. Back to Igmar. So that was case number one, the Zohar and Shabbos. Now we're going to have two more cases just the same way. Balmum Shishimish Betum. You have a Kohen Balmum who's not allowed to do any type of Sheirus, and he did the Sheirus. The Torah says the Feirus, and Balmum is disqualified. And now he did that, he did it Betumah! Oh! And we're talking about a case of a Korban Tzibur with Tumah Hutra Betzibur, Tumah Hudra Betzibur, but that's only if you're talking about a regular Kohen. Here you're talking about a Kohen who's unfortunately not competent, not qualified, because he's a Balmum. So Reb Chiya Omer, if you're a Balmum and you mishamish betomah, chayv shtayim. Bakapar Omer in a chayv al achas. Again, covers Reb Chiya v'nishba. Hu avoy dekashem matim rebi shtayim. Covers Bakapar v'nishba avoy dekashem matim rebi achas. So Timur, hischel Reb Chiya lotan. Tumah l'chol nesra. Tumah is always awesome. Kishahutra, in other words, to do anything involving kabbonis with tumah is awesome.
Even to enter betomah.
Good. Kishahutra Mimigdish, when was it Hector? It's a Kehanim Tamima Mutra. That if you have a Kohen Tum, and it happens to be Tum Mutra Batima, okay, that's an exception to the rule. The Kehanim Tamima Mutra, but Leila Bali Mumin. Yeshkam Mishim Bali Mumin, Yeshkam Mishim Tum. I got two problems here. His Chabar Kapar Lodun, Tum Lechol Nasra, Vada Tum is also for everybody, not just a Kehanim, but everybody. Kishahutra Mimigdish, the Migdish Hutra, in the base of Migdish, they were matter, the carbon, the tziva. He doesn't really mean the Migdish. It means to say, when you're talking about a carbon tziva, which is being brought, betumah, because Klal Yisrael, or the Kahanim happen to be tamein. So therefore, it's for the whole world, it becomes mutter. So, ain't kan el mishum balmum. There's no problem out tumah. The tumah is such a tziva, we're done. The problem is that you're balmum. So you only have one issue. Same thing as Zarsha Ocha Malika. Malika, of course, means Malika sa oifais. Since the oifis were killed not through normal shchita, but by malika means inserting the thumb from the back. So normally, if a person would do that today outside the Beis Hamikdash, you wouldn't be able to eat it. It would be a nevela, right? Because you didn't do a shchita. And in the Beis Hamikdash, it's also a nevela. However, this is the exception to the rule of dead carcasses among birds, that if you have a chatasa oif, which was killed by severing it from the back with malika, the kahanim were allowed to go and eat from it. The
only way it's eligible is shchita is up as pasul.
Absolutely. So what happens if you have a zar, she'ocha malika, not a kohen, but a zar that ate malika? You know, if my cousin, the kohen, can eat it, I'm also going to eat it. Reb Chiya oimer chayiv shtayim, but kabor oimer chayiv alachas. Kavis Reb Chiya v'neish bo avoy, the gashem ani merevi shtayim. What are the type two? The zar met the malika. Kavis bar kavor neish bo avoy, the gashem ani merevi achas. Hiskel Reb Chiya lodim, nevelu l'chol nesra. Nevelu is also to everybody. Kishahutra v'migdish, etzul kahanim hutra. Only the kahanim malika. Even there, it's only Malika Sa'if. If somebody went, if there was a problem with the shechita of one of the behemoths, but it's also. This is the only nevela, Hutra, by Kahanim, Hutra, Chata Sa'if. Yeah. With Kahanim, Hutra, like the Zorim. A Zorim is now the Chata Sa'if, it's Kachi Kudish. Is the Ishkamishim Zorim, Vishem Kamishim Malika? A person is over on two. Here's Chabar Kapolod, the nevela Kol Nesar, Kisha Hutra, Mamikdash Hutra. There was a special exception to the rule in the location. There's an exempt zone, a suspended zone called the Base of Midrash, which allowed to go and eat malikas oif, so therefore this applies across the board to anybody that would eat it. In kanal mishum zaris, you have no business eating it because you're a zar. But if you'd be a kohen, you'd be allowed to eat it. So therefore, there's only one iser, not two iser. All of this is fantastic. How did we get into all of this? What the Gemara is telling us is that the machloikis that we had on the Amud Aleph between Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, where Reb Yosi says you're over on two. And according to Reb Shimon, you're only over on one. The Gemara said, bottom line is, if you're talking about the mezid, there's no nafkimina in terms of what we can do. You can only give him one creases, you can't give him two creases. Oh, you're going to tell me the nafkimina, the gabi karm chatos, would you bring one or two? So the Gemara, no. That's not the machlekes. The machlekes is whether you put him into the special designated Fifth Avenue, the covered bein Rishon Gemurim, or not. Where according to Reb Yosi, since you're over two, sir. Shem Gemurim. According to Reb Shimon, only in the lowercase Rishon, not Rishon Gemurim. Where do we find the same machlokes? Oh, between Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara. Reb Chiya that says Yechayiv Shtayim, same thing, like Rashi says, it's not to be Mechayiv Chatois. It's talking about where do you bury him? He was Oy Betu Yisurim, Rishon Gemurim. According to Reb Bar Kapara, it's only regular Rishon. What is the svara of the machlokes of my kamiflegi? That in Yechim we're going to continue talking about tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, a Freilich and Lechting and Shabbos. Thank you all for joining.